Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 22nd of August. Ahead of their speech at the Jackson Hole summer camp for central bankers, I find myself in the uncomfortable position of supporting US Federal Reserve Chair Powell. In my view, US President Trump's appointment of Powell as Fed chair was an error of judgment. In the circumstances, it would probably have been better for former Fed Chair Yellen to serve an extra term. The structural changes in the labour market and the difficulties in measuring that was something Yellen would have been very well placed to handle. Powell has seemed insecure in their speeches and policy views and has never presented an ideological medium-term framework for policy. During the most dramatic structural upheaval in the global economy for over 250 years, the inability to articulate a medium-term vision is problematic. This has led to the mantra of data dependency, a backward-looking idea at the best of times, and one that has become increasingly unreliable as data quality has deteriorated. The growing problems of data quality have been known about for 15 years or more, and glaringly obvious for 10. So chaining policy to data dependency at this point risks policy error and adds unnecessary volatility to financial markets. In Powell's defence, they have never been a political stooge. Their policy approach may be flawed, but the Federal Reserve has remained independent. The appearance today is that there is now a deliberate political assault on the independence of the US Central Bank. It does not matter whether or not this is the intention. In modern economics, the appearance of independence is required to maintain the confidence of financial markets. If this perceived political assault continues, bond markets will require an inflation uncertainty risk premium, raising the real cost of borrowing for the US government and large companies. It will make the unsustainable US fiscal debt position even more unsustainable. Today's Jackson Hole speech by Powell is on the economic outlook. It might conceivably offer a medium-term vision, although it's probably too late for that to have any meaningful impact. What is to be hoped is that regardless of the near-term signals the speech delivers, the remarks also offer a robust defence of central bank independence. Japan's nationwide consumer price inflation offered no surprises really in July. The internationally defined core measure of inflation remains at 1.6% on the year, with no change on the month. This is one of the lowest core inflation rates in the advanced economies. Headline inflation slowed too, though it's still technically above the Bank of Japan's target. In the United Kingdom, the GfK consumer confidence data improved very slightly. This is a good example of the problems of sentiment polls. The UK has been the strongest performing G7 economy this year so far, but the media cycle has been keen to put a negative spin on things. It's the spin, rather than the substance, that tends to influence sentiment surveys. German final second quarter GDP data was released and, rather unusually, revised slightly lower. German data does tend to be revised stronger. Government spending was a key part of the German growth story. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.